Vamos a dar paso ya a una sección muy especial. Es una sección Bellón Bernal, se llama, y se trata de escuchar una entrevista realizada por algunos alumnos y alumnas de primero de bachillerato participantes en un intercambio con Dinamarca. La entrevistada es Sally, su anfitriona. Aprovechamos para saludar desde aquí, desde el IES García Bernal, a Rocío y Teresa, las profesoras que acompañan a estos chicos y chicas en su aventura danesa. Escuchamos.
Bellón Bernal.
Différentes cultures.
Un espacio para la convivencia.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us. Above us only sky. Imagine all the people living for
Good morning, dear listeners. Welcome to our school radio station and our program, Bellón Bernal. Today, we have a group of students who are setting off to Denmark next Wednesday, and as well, Sally, who is a Danish lady who is coming up with us today to solve some of our doubts before going there. So, welcome, Sally. How are you?
Thank you very much. I'm fine, and I'm very... I was looking forward to this... little program.
So before starting, I would really like to say to you that we really appreciate the effort that you have made coming here to visit us and giving us all these tips for the trip. Thank you very much. I hope that you all enjoy the interview.
Hello, we're a group of Spanish students and we've planned an exchange with people in Denmark. With us today, we have Sally, a Danish woman who has come to our school to answer some of our questions.
What's the most popular sport in Denmark?
As you know, all over the world, football is always popular. But I know that you possibly also know that some weeks ago, the Danish team of handball became world champions. So it is the most popular at the moment. But you also have a lot of other things that's interesting. That's cycling, because, you know, also last year a Danish man won the Tour de France. When I lived in Denmark, what was very, very popular was badminton. But that's about 47 years ago, so it's a long time. And the Danish were also world champions in badminton. So there's a lot, but of course, football is the first one.
What's the difference between the body language in Spain and in Denmark?
Normally, you don't gesticulate as much as you do here in Spain. People are just talking, and then, you know, they have a very low level of voice, because you don't hear as much voice as you hear in ruido,
noise.
But it's not. You will not see people using their hands as much as you do in Spain.
When you came to Spain, did you get any cultural shocks?
All you could ever get. I arrived just a few months after Franco's death, and everything was just, You couldn't talk free in the street about anything. You should be very careful what you said. I studied Spanish at the University Complutense in Madrid, and you still had then the police on horses, it was very, very strange. Eh?
What's a must visiting place in Copenhague?
There's a lot. You take a look at your schedule that you have already get, but I can tell you the symbol of Copenhagen is the Little Mermaid. That's perhaps one of the most interesting thing, because along the harbor front there's also very nice things to see. And what I would recommend, what I love very much, is on the island where you live, you have to take a bus there. But there is a church which perhaps it's not interesting to go into a church. But what is interesting is the tower that it has. There is a staircase outside the tower where you can get up and see the most beautiful view over whole Copenhagen. Copenhagen is built up with a lot of copper roofs, and after time and time and the air and the rain and the cold and so on, they are now all green. So it is the most beautiful view you can ever see.
Is there anything that Spanish people do that it would be considered bad manners in Denmark?
Yeah, you already know that. You have to take your shoes off. The first thing you have to do, take your shoes off when you enter a living place. And then next, you have to... That's what we do normally, is thank for everything. Muchas gracias. You go, you have a nice meal. You say, thank you so much for a nice meal. Even in my family, when we go for a walk or we go to go for a long walk afterwards, oh, it was such a nice walk we had. Thank you very much. That's all over the time.
What kind of clothes should we wear in February weather?
I already told one of your colleagues that what they say here in Spain, you have to put on onions like an onion. You know, you take layers off, because it could be as now here in Spain, it's very cold in the morning, and it might be 10 to 12 degrees during the high up in the morning. But waterproof, because it might rain and it might be cold. It possibly might be cold.
And how is the lifestyle there?
Sorry?
How is the lifestyle there?
The lifestyle. Oh, you know that the Danish people, they have always been considered the most happiest people in the world. But I'm sure it has something to do with that. You are covered from your birth to your death. It means you have a very good social security, and you are also covered in all over the place with social services. And I mean, you don't have anything. You have freedom all over medical care. It's not difficult to find a job. I think the unemployment is under 5%, and you can change from one job to another. My family, I've heard about them. I found a new job, which is very it's not difficult. And even if you're interested, you can go there. Even if you don't speak Danish, you can go there because everybody speaks English.
When do you usually have your meals?
It all depends on each family, because I suppose that you will get up very early in the morning. The students has to go to school at 8 o'clock in the morning. It means that you must get up about 6:30 if you want to have a good breakfast. And then, of course, so early breakfast, then you must eat also earlier. So you will get breakfast, or you will probably get a lunch in a packet with sandwiches and perhaps a little fruit. So it would be about 12 o'clock, and then dinner is about 6:30, 7:30. It all depends on each family, on their work, on the parents' work, and what they are used to. But normally it's much earlier as in Spain.
Could you tell us about your favorite Danish dish?
Oh, that's a lot of. There's a lot. I love it. And you'll have one of the days, you will also have what they call open sandwiches, called in Danish. In Danish, it's called smørbrød. It is a piece of bread. Normally, it's rye bread with butter or without butter. You can do it. And then you put some ham or roast beef or fish or shrimps or something on that. So it's very, very good. And then we have what I have exported from there, and all my friends and families and my children's friends, that's called frikadelle. It's a kind of albondigas. People love them.
Aaron, what time do you wake up and go to bed?
As I said, if you have to go to school, you have to get up about 6:30, and then, of course, you might be tired about 10, 11 o'clock, so that's normally. But that's only during the week. Possibly, in the weekends, you could sleep a little longer.
We appreciate your help, Sally. Thank you for listening to our podcast, and wish us luck on our journey to Copenhagen.
I wish you a good trip to Denmark.
Voces en clase.